From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The lead today, Capitol Hill and political fights. We'll hear from a leading Democrat on plans to change Social Security. But first, John Bolton. He's President Bush's controversial pick to be UN ambassador. And today, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee voted on whether he should get the job. Here's what happened.
10 ayes, 8 nays. And therefore, the nomination is reported. I thank the distinguished ranking member once again, all members. Thank you.
That was the chair, Senator Richard Lugar. He's a Republican. The vote went along party lines, 10 Republicans for, 8 Democrats against. But there was more controversy than that. From Washington, NPR's Michelle Kellerman is here. Michelle, what happened there?
Well, what happened is they decided to vote the nominee out of committee to let it go to the Senate floor, but they chose not to make any recommendation, either for or against. So that was quite an unusual step for them. They're not telling senators how they should vote. They're leaving it up to the House floor to decide and leaving it up to the House floor to debate.
So this goes to the House floor. You mean the House of the Senate. That is, the group is going to vote on this thing before he's actually confirmed. The committee vote just says he's up for confirmation. How rare is it for someone to come onto the floor of the Senate from a committee without the committee saying, well, he should get it or he shouldn't get it?
Well, senators today were saying it's happened before. It is rare, but it has happened before. The main thing is that the chairman of the committee, Richard Lugar, had really no choice. I mean, one Republican member, George Voinovich of Ohio, said he wasn't going to vote in favor of Bolton, and that would have left a 9-9 vote in the committee, which would have stalled the candidate. Voinovich, in the end, decided, well, I oppose this guy, but it's up to senators to decide for themselves what they think of him. So I'll agree to let this have an up or down vote.
Here he is. This is Senator Voinovich. He is a Republican, speaking earlier on Mr. Bolton's nomination.
John Bolton is the poster child of what someone in the diplomatic corps should not be. I worry about the signal that we're sending to thousands of individuals under the State Department who are serving their country in foreign service and civil service, living at posts across the world and in some cases risking their lives.
So these allegations have come up against Mr. Bolton, and we should say what they are. People have said that he's kind of a bully and that he twists intelligence reports to favor the side of the argument that he holds, and that's not what someone in his position should be doing. The Democrats have been looking for evidence to support these charges over the last 3 weeks, a delay in this vote. They haven't really found anything completely solid, have they?
Well, they found a lot of things confirming certain incidents. At least that was the position that they were presenting today. They said that he tried on several occasions to get several intelligence analysts fired for not agreeing with him on speeches that he was supposed to make about Cuba and Syria, for instance. Some of the more flashy, let's say, information out there. There was a woman who said that Bolton chased her down a Moscow hallway. That's been walked back a bit. You heard very different perceptions in this debate today about some of these incidents. But the Democrats certainly believe that they have enough evidence to back up most of the allegations they make. Senator Lugar, on the other hand, on the Republican side, said many of these issues were blown out of proportion. As for Voinovich's personal issues, he did talk about the Bolton's style. That became a very big part of it. And he called Bolton an arrogant bully, essentially.
Michelle, the nomination now does go to the floor. What is going to happen there, can you say?
Difficult to say. There are plenty of moderate Republicans who have expressed concerns about him. And you do have these sort of lingering concerns among some moderate Republicans. Perhaps Voinovich's no vote could give some other people cover. But there's been a lot of pressure from the White House for Republicans to rally behind this choice. And a very strong argument by the Republicans that says Mr. Bush trusts this man. He wants him to reform the UN, and we should let him pick who he chooses.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.